Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for your presence, your provision, and your favor as we go into the Word. Let your light shine on us and help us to see what we need to see to be the blessings that we are in you this day and every day. In Jesus' name, amen. It's Psalm 106 is our readings this morning, and we're reading from the TPT, and it's from verse 40 to verse 43.
This is why you were furious, as your anger burned hot against them. You couldn't even stand to look at your very own people any longer. So you turned them over to the crushing hands of other nations, and those who hated them became tyrants over them. Oppressive enemies subdued them, ruling over them with their tyranny. Many times you would have come to rescue them, but they continued in their rebellious ways, choosing to ignore your warnings. Then they sank lower and lower, destroyed by their depravity.
So this is the picture we've had from this is the picture that the Bible portrays of what happened. He called out Abram for a walk with him, and for all of us, all mankind, to walk with him. That's his heart. It always has been his heart. But we see that the old covenant was not sufficient, and it was not good enough to bring about the true lovers of his soul, lovers that would stick with him, lovers that would flow with him in his plan and execute his righteousness, peace, and joy, and his kingdom on earth. And so this is very much a story of the Jews. What's happened over and over, they turned away and gave the, and turned to serve idols and the nations around them, their gods. But praise God, there's this wonderful understandings of this new and this better covenant that was given to them in the through the prophets, and in Ezekiel especially, and in Jeremiah, in all of them. But what the main thing is, what I want to just share here, with man trying to do their part, knowing that God is holy, knowing that he is love, and that he is light, and he just wants the best. His ways are perfect. Man, in their abilities and in their humanity, didn't have that strength to be fulfilling to God, to walk in the path that he had laid out. And so with the new and the better covenant, God intervened, and as the promises says he will do his part, and then we will, and he'll give us new hearts and a new spirit, so that we do our part and we revere him and we fear him, and we able to fulfill the destiny that he's put out for us, because he will work in us. He will write the laws on our hearts and our minds. He will energize us and make us sufficient, amen, to as ministers of a new and a better covenant. So that's a wonderful thing, guys, and that's why it can't be by human effort that we try be what God made us to be. It's about drawing close to this mighty, great Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and then even the provision of the angels in this new and a better covenant to watch us in all our ways, and then we must acknowledge them in all our ways, and then they make our path straight. So it's walking conscious of God at all times, and being conscious of this great love that's available, and then being mindful of God. He'll keep us in all our ways and help us where we need to be helped. And that's a picture we get of this new and this better covenant. And it's a picture we see in Jesus. As much as the Father loved Jesus, he loves us. As the Father has sent Jesus, Jesus done just what the Father opened up to him and told him what to say and what to do. That's also the way we've been called. and so as to fulfill the works, just as Jesus fulfilled the Father's heart and done exactly what was told to him, saving us, setting example for us first, then saving us, and he's now the author and the perfecter to bring us into the beauty of children of the living God with a loving Father, being led by Jesus, being inspired by the Holy Spirit to be everything God made us to be. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus, for the price you have paid to restore our relationship with our Father. In Jesus' name, amen.